It's The Current's Music News, the daily podcast where we tell you what you need to know about what's going on in the music world. Today is Tuesday, August 21st. I'm Jay Gabler.
And I'm Jade, and I'm going to try and help wrap all of our brains around MTV still hosting the Video Music Awards.
And I'm going to tell you why Nicki Minaj has beef with Spotify. But first, a few of today's music news headlines. Guitarist Eddie Chank Willis has died after years of declining health at age 82. He's one of the Funk Brothers, the house band at Motown. So he has played on innumerable. I mean, you could enumerate them, but it would be a lot of numbers.
But there's a lot.
There's a lot. Yeah, he played on a ton of huge hits that Motown put out, like The Supremes' You Keep Me Hanging On, The Marvelettes' Please Mr. Postman, Stevie Wonder's I Was Made to Love Her. You know, he was a very respected musician, part of that key group shaping the Motown sound. Lamont Dozier, who is a songwriter and producer with Motown, said, "If Eddie wasn't one of the guys on the session, I didn't want to do it. If he was out of town or couldn't be there, I'd wait till he got back. He was just that good." So Bob Dylan just got into the whiskey business just this spring, decided to launch his Heaven's Door line of spirits, and he's already getting sued.
You know, he has his finger on so many different things that it's always kind of nice to catch up on what the thing is that he's doing right now, because I thought he was doing a bunch of metal work. So how did he even get sued?
He makes the metal work with the whiskey line because the whiskey bottles have designs from his metalworking right there on the bottle. Also on Bob Dylan's whiskey bottle are logos. So the Heaven's Door whiskey line, just the words Heaven's Door with heaven understandably prominent on top. Mm-hmm. Well, that looks a little too similar to the logo for Heaven Hill Distillery. That's according to the distillery itself, which has now sued Bob Dylan's whiskey line, saying the logos are much too similar. Heaven Hill has been using this logo for decades. Bob Dylan needs to change his game.
Ooh, coming after Bob. I mean, I can see it, but also it's Bob Dylan.
Yeah, I don't know how this lawsuit will go. It seems like a little bit of a stretch to me, like maybe like a Hail Mary play. But I mean, look, we're talking about Heaven Hill whiskey, and were we going to be talking about Heaven Hill whiskey if this lawsuit hadn't happened?
Heck no.
Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door.
There's a new trailer for the movie Slice. And the reason the movie is called Slice is because it's about a pizza shop that is on top of the gate to hell, or a gate to hell. There might be more, but there's a gate to hell underneath this pizza.
A hell mouth, if you will.
A hell mouth. I will. I totally will.
So as a fan of like Buffy the Vampire Slayer and everything else, I'm already 100% involved. What's our music angle here?
I'm not sure if I'm 100% involved because it doesn't look that great, but the music angle is that one of the stars of the movie is Chance the Rapper, who...
Jay, come on. Now I'm like 110% in.
Right. Yeah, so we're going to have to see it, obviously, when it comes out. But Chance plays a pizza delivery guy who also apparently is a werewolf.
Yes.
That much is not necessarily clear in the trailer. There's a new trailer out. You can watch it at thecurrent.org. And Chance just kind of shows up at the end. And before you get the chance, you see just a lot of necks being done violence to. If you're not into throat slashing, this is not the movie for you, or even maybe the trailer for you. But the movie is directed by Austin Vaselli, who's one of the guys behind the Sunday Candy music video. The movie is expected to come out sometime this year, but no release date has yet been announced.
It all started when the werewolf came back to town.
A pizza delivery boy was murdered while making a routine delivery.
Take it in my body.
Jay, who are the biggest pop stars you can think of 2018?
Camila Cabello, Jennifer Lopez, Madonna, Ariana Grande, Cardi B, Aerosmith?
Jay, no. Who has the biggest concerts? Beyonce, Jay-Z, Drake, Taylor Swift. Were any of these people at the MTV Video Music Awards last night?
No, but you know who was? all those people I just named.
So you'll enjoy this, Jay. There were things like Jennifer Lopez being handed the Video Vanguard Award. And she said something that was kind of sweet where she said, you know, music, acting, and performing. This career has been an obsession for me. And people would say to me, you do too much. You should only do one thing. And J-Lo, of course, would correct them. And she would say, I was always the person to be like, why not? Very well-deserved Vanguard Award for Jennifer Lopez. They always kind of like to do these things where they take a classic artist, mix them up with newer artists. So there's Aerosmith joined by Post Malone and 21 Savage celebrating the 25th anniversary of that Alicia Silverstone joining Aerosmith trilogy. So we got Dream On and Toys in the Attic by those guys. There was kind of an awkward moment because there was no tribute to Aretha Franklin.
No musical tribute.
There was a weird moment when Madonna went out to give the Video of the Year award. She was doing the speech and she just started talking about this weird story about auditioning and singing You Make Me Feel Like a Natural Woman. And she already kind of backed that up and said, you know, MTV came out to me right before I went on stage and asked me to say some anecdote. But nevertheless, it came across because there was no actual official tribute to Aretha Franklin. It just struck kind of a weird chord during the show. And then she went on to award the Video of the Year to Camila Cabello with her song Havana. Camila turned around and said, you know, thank you so much, Madonna. I worship you, and kind of bowed down to her. Yeah, it was also kind of a year where the big takeaway, at least for me, was this was like the baby year. Everyone brought their children for the walk on the pink carpet.
So Ariana Grande brought members of her family out on stage for her performance, which included God is a Woman, her new single. Yeah, and Cardi B brought out her baby, but no, actually not.
Yeah,
fake no. out. Unwrap the blanket. Out. It was a moon man.
And another sort of mother-daughter moment was when Camila Cabello brought her mom out and they were dancing to this artist that has billions and billions of views on YouTube. Maluma was there performing and kind of came down and walked right up to Camila and her mother, and he was performing his big hit, Felices Los Cuatro.
So both Nicki Minaj and Travis Scott performed at the VMAs, and they were vying for the number one album in the country and topping Billboard's chart this week. Well, Travis Scott came out on top, and Nicki Minaj on Twitter accused Spotify of playing favorites. She said that because she chose to premiere some music on Apple's Beats 1 radio stream, Spotify was like, oh, you're going to be friends with that other streaming service? Uh-uh, we are not going to promote your new album.
Ooh, is there any validity to this?
Not really. And Nicki herself has kind of walked this back a little bit. But Spotify released a statement saying, Spotify supported Nicki Minaj with a Times Square billboard, a host of the largest playlists, New Music Friday, and the New Music Release Shelf. The company continues to be big fans of Nicki. So Spotify was basically like, here's the receipts. But yeah. I think the big picture here, you know, whatever happened around this particular release, it certainly demonstrates, as the success of Drake's album did, and that got heavy promotion, famously heavy promotion from Spotify. This all demonstrates just how much power Spotify has right now to make or break a release. You know, theoretically, Spotify is a platform where if you are a member, you can listen to anything you want. But in reality, a lot of people open up Spotify and what they're seeing recommended to them by Spotify on various screens, their home screen, their Discover playlist, all of this, that all ends up shaping a lot of their listening. So our viral clip for today, but it's more of a viral moment. I think it's just as well there's not a clip of this, because it might not be something you'd want to see video of, but there are a few photos of it over at thecurrent.org, and they are something.
Yeah. Man, oh man, if you have ever been to a restaurant and you saw like the wall of fame of people who've eaten like the biggest burrito or finished a pizza in 30 seconds or something like that, this is a story for you.
Pete Doherty of the Libertines. has been sober now for about a year and a half, but is still capable of extreme consumption, just of, you know, non-alcoholic, perfectly legal substances. And in this case, those substances include 4 rashers of bacon, 4 eggs, 4 sausages, hash browns, onion rings, bubble and squeak. I don't even know what some of these things are. They're Britishisms. 2 slices of thick bread and 1/4-pounder burger and chips, i.e. French fries. He ate all of that in 20 minutes to win the breakfast challenge at a cafe in Kent, England.
Yeah, and I read something where, like, in the past however many years that they've been doing this, only 5 people have actually done it.
Since 2004, only 5 or 6. So this is really an extreme challenge. That is just a lot of food to take down in 20 minutes. Few people even managed to finish it at all, let alone in the required time slot. But he did it. He got his massive breakfast for free. Probably didn't need to eat for another 3 months. So he can go hole up in the studio with his band, the Libertines, who are about to take a break from live performance to concentrate on recording their new album. And that's The Current's Music News. I'm Jay Gabler.
And I'm Jade.
Our producer is Cecilia Johnson. You can read more about all these stories, see these videos, the whole 9 yards at thecurrent.org. We'll be back tomorrow with more music news headlines.